Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
I love PlayStation so much.
Why
so
I
much
worry.
PlayStation. Why I worry that, when I play God of War.
That was the rejected slogan from Mad Magazine.
Why I worry.
That's what Xbox didn't pick it up,
and it,
y'all.
No, it's just like, instead of Alfred E. Newman's face, it's just Zed's face with big ears. You remember it's Mad true. Magazine?
And, yes. Okay.
I'm so old.
Great hair. Yeah, I don't. Does Mad Magazine even exist?
No, I'm sure they didn't make it. My brother and I used to read it and thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
I thought it was dirty.
Really? You had so much shame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Recapping with Reality Gays.
Wow, you saved that one. Yeah, no one got what you were doing there. Fuck up, and you saved it. Saved in quotes.
Saved. Welcome to Reality Gays. 90 Day Fiancé Season 8, Episode 14, Part 1.
Into your arms.
Into your arms. In your arms. The light, the heat, in your arms. The dum-dum
bleed.
I'm being a callback.
Eyes? Oh, okay.
I'm not you.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna sing a song, get the words right.
Where is the lightning strike?
Y'all, and if there was lightning strike, some of you would see it, because just a reminder for our people on our $15 Gatreon tier, you're seeing this via video.
I'm in a prom dress and a bouffant.
I'm in a rainbow unicorn t-shirt.
That's a,
is one
that
of
accurate?
Those things is true.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, it is.
Don't lift up your shirt.
Ooh, you want me to show my knit? My
no,
nipple?
No. You yelled
no,
at me
show
for showing
right
my creamy, rich,
oh,
white,
creamy.
Alabaster
gross.
Shoulders last time.
Golly.
Ooh, creamy shoulders.
I just want to talk.
Like milk.
I want to talk about. Oh, God. I wanted to bring up something more offensive than you saying that. To that, my dad said, Matthew, can you fix me some dinner?
Oh, here, more
said,
dad
sure,
talk.
What do you want?
Great.
And he said, just make me some tamales. And I went, Dad, I don't know how to make tamales. I don't. That's a pretty involved
yeah, that's
thing
like
to make.
Like masa and wrapping in corn husks and things like that.
I said, Dad, I know nothing about tamales. I've never made them. And they said, no, Matt, and this is going to make our sissies who make tamales, this is going to make you scream. He's like, no, Matt, there's a can just in the pantry, And there's actually
canned tamales?
Canned beef tamales.
Disgusting.
They looked, even my boyfriend Kyle, he's here, and he said, that looks wretched.
Wow.
And I said, yeah. So who knew?
Were they wrapped in corn husks, or they were just out of corn husks?
No, they were in corn husks, and there was like paper around them. So you drop them into the bowl, and there's liquid, and then you heat them up and take the paper off.
I did not need to know these existed, and I'm horrified.
It's like when my dad eats oysters and he just pours milk on top, oysters from the can.
Shut
and
up.
Pours milk on top
Who
of them and then
heats them up.
Canned
oysters?
My dad, and then he drinks it with Busch beer. That's the only time he has beer, like twice a year, and then burps, oyster burps.
I'm horrified.
I'm starting to think of the food my dad eats, and I'm thinking maybe I know why my dad got cancer now. Because this is some terrible food.
I know why your palate's terrible now, because you grew up eating that.
You know what? I agree with you now. I used to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I come back and I see, and I'm like, I can't believe that I ever tried Greek yogurt in my entire life.
Yeah, or even or like hummus when, or something like that.
Or hummus, yeah. Remember when Greek yogurt was adventurous?
Of interest.
Remember? Adventurous.
Oh, adventurous. Yeah, that was a thing.
Remember when we were like, what's this?
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
My family still looks at me. We had Mexico the other night, and they said, what are you getting? Is that sour cream? I said, no, it's Greek yogurt. It tastes the same, but it's a lot less fat. And they all just looked at me and then put their dollop of Daisy on their fajitas and judged me.
I'm going to disagree with you. It does not taste the same. And you know that, and I know that.
It's very similar to me. Nope. It gives me the same feeling.
But no, I agree. Me. I agree. It is much better for you. That's not true. And to me,
I do not miss sour cream whenever I have Greek yogurt with things at all.
I miss it every time. Again, your palate's garbage. So you don't even know the difference. One has fat in it, the other kind of does what it is, but it's much more acidic and gives you a little richness without giving you dairy fat in the same way.
I'm sorry I brought this up.
No,
y'all.
you're just wrong.
Seems to me.
There's a huge difference between Greek yogurt and sour cream.
I just want to be healthy.
You can be. I support that. I'm saying.
I just want to make good choices.
I'm saying,
I don't know why you don't support me in my choices.
Do not say they taste the same, because that's wrong.
But maybe I'm nooming, and maybe I'm trying to mentally use mental things to help me, like you are.
You can do that, but pretending something is something else isn't healthy.
Healthy to me.
So you would rather live a life of just delusion when you're eating.
Oh, yes. I did that when I was younger. No, dating this woman's just like dating her brother.
Didn't work out. You just need, I understand. It's okay to say I am making a choice of sour cream, of Greek yogurt instead of sour cream, but do not say they taste the same.
What if that became my activism? I'm making a choice to eat yogurt.
You know what? Great. Just don't equate the two and say, yep, same to me.
That made your inner fat child angry.
No, it's just...
And you need to own
it's
that.
It's just that your palate is so unrefined that it just doesn't know the difference, which is kind of sad, and it makes me want to help you. Anyway, let's move on. I guarantee you there are people out there who are screaming, saying, yes, they are very different things.
Well, y'all, if not, try it. So let's talk about a little bit. A couple announcements. We don't have a ton, but we do have, y'all, we did get a little bit of, we don't talk a lot about news. We leave that up to Melanated Wear people
of that ilk.
This is a big deal. Happily Ever After, we have a premiere date of season 6 of Happily Ever After, y'all.
Yay.
Well, I'm excited for them. Sunday, April 25th. So
was that
I'm glad
on my side?
Yes, I'm glad there's a honking war going on in your neighborhood.
I can barely hear it. Wow.
I don't know why you keep asking when city noises happen, if they happen on my side.
These new headphones filter everything else out that I have.
See, if you hear a cow move or a coyote howl, that's me. If you hear cars honking,
that's me.
Honking your police, that's you.
That's fair.
Or homeless people yelling,
screaming, and screaming and fighting with each other. Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
But no, the couple so far, I think we have take a deep breath.
We have Kalani and Swaylu.
The only thing I'm happy about is Mama and Tammy coming back, Moneybags and Tammy.
I'm excited for them. I am actually looking forward to Shoulders McGee and Ronald. Are you not? Tiffany and Ronald.
They just fucking talk so awfully to one another. So it kind of skeeves me out a little bit.
Y'all, he's still in fucking South Africa.
He has a fucking, like, on top of his neck, he has a fucking melon. His head is so big.
He's got a nice
That baby, I can't remember their little girl's name. The baby's really cute, but unfortunately has his big head.
Next we have Michael. Angela and Michael are coming back.
They'll be on whenever it's possible.
And it's all going to be about Angela kind of deciding to live life to the fullest and have weight loss surgery, even though Michael does not want her to do it.
There's also not a surprise, Libby and Andre coming back. Most of the fan base is like,
they're going to talk about their OnlyFans.
They are going up to Maryland. I'm here to see any Andre skin, but I honestly could not. That season with them going to Moldova to have that wedding about broke me.
I need to see them. Honestly, I can't stand it. You know, I hope it's just the thing that I'm worried about is that the whole plot line is Andre is finally entering the workforce, but he relies on Elizabeth's family to find a job. So we're going to fucking have to see her father, that shitty brother, and that horrible sister.
Yeah, I think that's the truth. I think, wasn't there another couple broken?
If there's a new couple
vamp for a minute and I'll see.
I like Greek yogurt and I'm here to say you can eat it on anything. It tastes the same way.
You don't have to sing.
You can have it on fries or nacho cheese. If you don't want sour cream, don't matter to me. It's Greek yogurt. Yeah.
How?
It's greedy yogurt.
How are you?
Yeah, greedy yogurt. You're supposed to be googly.
I am, but I'm saying, why are you like the biggest Greek yogurt advocate now? It's strange. I eat it too. Don't get me wrong. You do it because it pisses me off.
Maybe.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, there was someone else released, and I don't know who it is. I think it's going to be Jovi and Yara. I'm almost certain it's going to be.
Oh, so they're waiting. I would love to see Jovi and Yara and just her pregnant and horrible and just yelling at him. Give it to me.
I said on our Facebook group, Sissy Squad, y'all, we have fun in there. That I hoped it would be Corey and Evelyn, and she would just be taking all the money he made from his OnlyFans. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that will happen. I don't think so.
I kind of wanted some more recent couples because I think I wrote on Facebook that all the recent couples have been crazy pants. So it's not for the majority of them anyway. Maybe Michael and Juliana, but I think they're probably over the show.
I think they're probably over it. I wouldn't mind Avery and Omar, honestly, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
I wouldn't mind me and Omar.
I wouldn't mind me and Omar either. Mama Terry would love it.
I would not mind watching her. Old Avery, haram. New Avery, halal.
Y'all,
she made a charcuterie plate. That was a dog's dinner.
She did.
She tried, honey. It was on our Facebook group, and they asked me what I thought, and I was like, "No, no, honey, no." She tried.
The charcuterie, though.
Well, this was not a good one.
It wasn't. Come at us and let us know. Come at us on Instagram, Twitter, or in the Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, or publicly on Facebook. Let us know who would you want to see on the next season of Happily Ever After. What would you like to see?
Can I vote for no one?
there's only three couples, so I bet they're going to choose more from possibly this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Rebecca and Zian.
Oh,
they're going to get married.
I thought we were going to get Mike and Natalie too.
I would because be
Mike and Natalie, you guys,
them.
Again, Mike and Natalie are married. As we saw at the end of this thing, this is all. I hate to ruin this. This is all a fucking fake out.
I don't think so. If this is fake, then she is the fucking.
I'm not. No, listen,
Viola Davis of 90 Day Fiancé, I'm not saying, Meryl Streep, give her the Emmy.
I'm not saying what we saw today was fake. I'm saying that the way it was covered and the way it was like, I'm not sure, blah, 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 blah. They were, I think this was filmed in different times and different dates than we're being led to believe.
Possibly. I have to
I'm
say,
I'm getting a whole tinfoil hat on this.
But then after this episode, I'm kind of like, this feels real. So that was an announcement. I don't think we still have our March Madness review of Palooza going on. So leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast for the month until March 28th. And then we're going to pick 5 people that are going to get an $8 subscription on Supercast for a full entire year from April to April. You'll get a year of
$96
our,
value.
Of our Reality Gaze Extra content.
Extra. Extra.
Extra content.
You get, at the $8 level, you get things like our Bicurious episode. You get things like Love After Lockup, which just had an amazing final episode of this season.
Great. And we just found out that a new Love After, that was Life After Lockup. Yeah. But we found out a new Love After Lockup is coming out in June. And it's going to be like, I think, almost all new couples.
Oh, thank God.
I'm excited.
I don't want to watch Andre and Lamar anymore.
Y'all, I have to say, I actually really liked this episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Love After Lockup is
It's the most compelling
really
show on
good.
Television for me.
Well, that and Murray and Murray.
That show's just funny. But all,
that show's just
also,
funny.
Yeah. But Married at First Sight Australia, MIFSA.
I'm not cut up on that. So,
y'all, episode 11 blew my fucking mind. Y'all, if you're not watching MIFSA, what are you doing with your life?
Is this where people cheated on each other and shit happened?
I'm shaking my head.
I know
yes.
That was, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it's not really interesting when you just say, yeah, that's what I heard, because you don't know who it
is.
No,
I don't know who it is, but I mean, that's what I heard. I was saying it was good. I was trying to agree with you and support
that's
you.
That's what I heard.
Have you had your CBD?
No, and I won't. I won't. I will be unhinged for this episode. I will not be tamed by you.
Speaking of unhinged.
Be domesticated.
Speaking of unhinged and not domesticated, let's talk about Rebecca and Zied, shall we? y'all. The inside of Rebecca's cheek looks like a fucking landmine zone.
She's going to have no cheek left.
No cheek left. She is so...
I actually consulted... I don't know if you know my friend Teal, but she's Muslim.
Okay.
And I asked, I'm like, so... she doesn't watch 90 Day Fiancé, but she was talking about, she actually converted. She married a Muslim man.
Okay.
But, I said, there's a plot of our show where the guy is, says he has to move out of the house, before, and they have to get married before Ramadan. And she said, wait, he's already living at the house with her. I said,
so that's already the problem.
Yes. And she's like, oh, well, they're already going to hell. It's fine.
then it's fine.
And she's like, it sounds like he's not very observant. She's like, we're like in the middle of the road. She's like, but I can tell you that people who take Ramadan very seriously, it's like a fast from dawn until dusk, usually every day of the month. And then you break the fast. It's a very holy month where you don't drink, and a lot of Muslims don't drink anyway. But she was always like, yeah, it's interesting. It seems like he's picking and choosing there.
Which Rebecca says.
Yeah, and you know, just like the idea of having sex before marriage, that's not been a problem for him. So it is interesting. And I would say it would be for me, if I was Rebecca, it'd be really hard for me to come at Ziad because, you know, someone's religious beliefs are their own. I can't decide what you should be doing. But it is dramatically convenient.
Convenient.
For them to have to get married before Ramadan.
What is it, you cunt face? Maria. Mm-hmm.
Sound of Music quote.
So
this is what I want to say that I would about this. So they're in this formal lockdown. Rebecca's like, he's telling her to have to wait. Rebecca comes in and she's like, we need to talk.
She's chewing
on that cheek.
Do you have a second? What else is he got to do?
What else is he going to do? He pauses his PlayStation game. And she sits down. And this is why I do love Rebecca. Y'all, Rebecca's our people because I and Poodle are too. We're that same bitch that would be on national television with a sweatshirt with a stain on it and not give a fuck.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know if it's like, quarantine has just got her making choices.
Or she just spilled the water. But I'm not making fun of her because I'm like, I would do this
and
too.
The outfit in the following scene. Oh my God.
I would be like, bitch, I'm real. Although I think she does wear the pigtail hair better than Stephanie.
I'm not even complaining about the pigtail hair. I'm complaining about how far out it is in Pippi Longstocking and how it's such a side pony and that red blazer that looks like a costume from when girls play boys in musicals.
At girls' summer camps,
it looks like they're they have all these like colored blazers for. They're like, this is to show you I'm a boy, but I'm a girl, but I'm playing it's a true. Boy.
And they always have to French braid their hair.
Yes. That was a pretty problematic ensemble. She had on there, and her makeup wasn't good.
She gets a little blush heavy.
I just think she's kind of losing it during pandemic season.
I think that's it. I think she's fucking breaking down. She's honestly, I think, feeling what a lot of women feel when they plan a wedding. That, not to sound sexist, but I mean, just from my friends who I've heard, a lot of women get really stressed out planning their weddings because their male fiance does not do a lot.
Yeah.
And doesn't seem, we saw a little bit of this with like Julia and Brandon last week who weren't on this episode. And I think I felt for Rebecca in that moment because I think she is doing a lot and I like Ziad. I think he's hot. I would do sexy stuff with him. And I also think he's about, yes, he went to HVAC school and everything, but I think as far as motivating household stuff, y'all.
No, he's useless as far as wedding stuff goes.
He's going to drink milk out of the milk jar and put it back in the fridge empty.
Does she really expect him to have concrete ideas about what a wedding is supposed to be?
I don't think so. And I don't think that. I think probably Rebecca just wished he would call the venue. But it's kind of chicken or the
egg. That's not going
to happen. Well, this is my question to you. Is it that Ziad doesn't do shit? Or is it that Rebecca can't let go of the control of not making sure it's done herself?
I'm going to choose C in that these two have no drama. And this is all stirred up at an 11 for no reason. I know that's not a good.
I mean, that's not a very high stake answer.
I agree, and I think that she's been selling the drama consistently this season, and I don't know if I completely believe it all. It's very easy to sell. I just don't know. Ziad's been a part of my life for 2 years now, and now I don't know if he's really here to be with me. He's been with you for 2 years. You're in Canton, Georgia. You have no money. That's my thing. Do you think he's actually here to con you?
Well, but she did have a wedding. But she did have a relationship where she was conned.
Yeah, but
she was conned.
That guy was really young. Ziad is older than he is.
He's still younger than her son.
I get it. But I think that was actually faster than this relationship with Ziad.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't understand why she's saying, is he really in this? And I'm like, honey, it's been 2 years.
Rebecca does say, I wonder, am I overreacting?
Yes. You're being a Rebecca. Fucking drama queen. And I love you. But you're taking it to a 14 on a 10 point scale. And your daughter doesn't help, who needs a good, who basically needs a good talking to.
Well, it doesn't help that Rebecca loses her engagement ring. And then we never find out if she found the ring. She just leaves because Ed's playing games.
We throw that plot point away.
That was like, we'll get it to it later. So she does go to talk about Tiffany. Let's talk about that. Tiffany basically says, you know, she's sitting there and she's like, I feel like something's off.
I think Tiffany's being protective, but I think this is rough to say. I don't think Tiffany likes to see her mom happy because it reminds her that she may not be happy. That's really what I believe. She's been negative with her the whole time. I think it's kind of a frenemy relationship.
Do you think it's also that I feel like Rebecca's a great mom. I feel like she may be an overdoting mom. So do you feel that Tiffany thinks the more her relationship, Rebecca's relationship solidifies with Ziad, the less important she'll be in her mom's life?
That's kind of where I'm going.
I never thought about it. Yeah, I never thought about that until you said that.
I that's what I saw from the beginning. And I think,
wow, even a blind twink finds a dick.
I haven't been a twink in so long. Maybe if I shave this beard, you won't see my wrinkles, right? Honey, say that.
Were we ever twinks?
I was. I was when I first moved here. I was a twinky little thing. I wore shirts that kind of showed my belly a little bit. So I kind of, but I did have some twinks. Like, what are you doing? What are you even wearing?
Every twink I know ends up having a rich boyfriend that usually leads them into a life of drugs. So you didn't get a rich boyfriend though.
I didn't have a life of drugs either. I tried a couple.
I know, but I'm just saying. I would have taken you gone to rehab earlier if we were in a house in Malibu.
Boy, now I feel like I'm missing out.
So much.
She's got that red blazer.
But Tiffany does say, yeah, she does have the red blazer. And Tiffany does say what we've all been saying. Why was this not brought up before?
I agree.
Like, why now?
And here's a theory. This sounds super cynical. Production says has a meeting with Ziad and Rebecca. So we know you're going to get married. What can we use to stretch this out, kids? What can we use?
I mean, possibly. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of weight behind it.
And that's why he never elaborates. That may be the language barrier, but she capitulates. So she doesn't really, you see her say, fine, I guess we'll have 8 days to get married.
That was pretty cool the way they edited it. It said 60 days of marriage.
Oh, I know. I loved that.
And then eight, and then you see Rebecca chewing that cheek.
So she's telling Tiffany, who's hurt her foot, but she goes down to see her. She's like, well, can't find my engagement ring. My dress doesn't fit. And I'm like, that's because you've been eating Joella's leftovers, honey. That's not a sign.
Wait. I was like, this just got sad.
And my dress is up. It must be a sign. Y'all, we all gain weight during pandemic, honey. We all gained it.
I mean, do you know how many brides didn't get married and then couldn't fit in their wedding dresses? Join
all of them.
I bet so many ladies.
Will say it's a little bit of toxic.
And then Ziad said that they could wear dreams. Sorry, go
jeans.
Ahead.
She just said dreams. Instead
jeans,
of dresses.
Yeah, jeans. What?
Maybe a jean dress. Oh, Paula Cannon used to wear those.
Dreams.
She had so many denim dresses in my elementary school.
Oh, Paula Cannon. Wow. Those were a thing when we were in elementary school.
They were couple of years.
I thought women when you were in elementary school wore
calico dresses.
I thought women when you were in elementary school, yeah, wore petticoats.
You know, jean dresses were a new thing. Yeah.
I just thought because they had to ride. They had to ride the horses to school when you were in elementary. So I know a lot of times they wore the bonnets and with the wagons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm old. That's what you're saying. 18 months, y'all. Tiffany is basically saying things like, I got a feeling like last time, and I don't want this to wind up like your first husband. And honestly, I would like to blame her for being the only one who says that. But Rebecca constantly says that, too. And if I was Zied, I'd be like, fuck, dude. Can you let me have my start? It really fucking triggers me every time they do it. So
it is not fair to Zied at all.
And then she says getting married should be easy and beautiful.
Not at all.
No one thinks that. No one thinks getting married should be easy and beautiful.
No one thinks that.
No, no one. You're wrong. That.
No one.
So.
No one. No,
no please. You did that better than Alicia Keys did live. So she's then talking about, you know, I feel like I'm on this train, and did I wake up on the train? This metaphor went nowhere. Do I get off this train? I only know one train I want to ride. And what's that train? Come on, ride the ghost train. Sometimes it's gonna hurt a little bit, but you're gonna ride the ghost train. You'll get what you want on the ghost train. You'll have a good time on the ghost train. You can even go to that dining car on the ghost train. Just make sure there's enough lube. Make sure there's enough lube. Make sure there's enough lube on the ghost train. Oh, there's an endless supply of lube on the ghost train.
Stick it in. Barbecue sauce.
I can't get enough of the girth train. I don't know what it's.
I can't get enough of that girth train.
It's
either.
Very Pete Seeger meets filth.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I've.
I think that's
got
all
about
I have.
Rebecca. Yeah, Rebecca.
Why am I sleeping on the couch?
Y'all.
When I could be a lady loving you.
I'm pretty much taken aback with this whole segment.
She really is a gift and a curse. She is.
That's a fair assessment.
A gift for us.
Of course, talk about Steffi fuck real rapids.
Rapids. A gift for us, a curse from anyone in a 10-foot radius of her.
Oh. And just that head bobbing around and that one eye. Everyone saw the thing about the doll who had one eye down. Yeah. And remind you of anyway. It's she's like, she's got her eye. Occasionally it's just like this. Sometimes it's going.
I mean,
it's the newborn giraffe.
Yes.
It's like trying to. Yeah, it's just trying. She's trying so bad. My favorite was this took place the next morning after he came. This is when she woke up. Now, either she took a huge dose of sleeping pills or she was already like pilled up for the day.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of like, she's reading her phone. She's like.
She took her, she took her Ambien and her downers, and then she took her uppers.
And took her uppers.
When she woke up.
And got a good glass of Kim Crawford to wash it down.
Oh, yeah. Well, or in this case.
We're going to talk about Sip, my favorite wine. So the next day, you guys, it looks like that Harris has slept on the couch. I know
be a gentleman.
We all felt like she would basically try to force him into pummeling her that evening.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to be where she holds money over him to actually have sex with her, because that's what's happening. If you reverse the genders here, you guys, it's infinitely creepier. Infinitely.
It is. And it'll be, I'm calling it now, next episode they're fucking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I'm calling it now.
And the fact that it's infinitely creepier is misogyny. That's just it.
It's true. But y'all, Ryan's mom is calling her work.
Son of a bitch. Ryan's mother is calling my work. It's calling my work, people. What am I going to do with that?
Can't find Ryan, Harris. Harris, what I do? Heather, you can't be bothering my business.
Can't be bothering my work, people. I think she said work, people. And so the family doesn't know where Harris is. So she's basically saying, well, I'm not concerned. You know, so Pam, you know what you do? You block them. You block all of them. You block the family. You block the mother. Okay. You block the cousins. Okay. You block everybody.
Okay. So they get a block. Everybody gets a block?
Yeah, everybody blocks. Everybody gets a block. You know, you want to tell them. Yeah. Tell them that before, if they call and you don't block them, you tell them, I'm not giving them one red cent.
Okay, do I have to wash your underwear still?
Yeah, get to that.
Okay. Thanks.
Gentle cycle, hand wash is preferable.
Draft. Are you using draft? I want my lady parts to smell like a baby.
So she, instead of, now Ryan May, she obviously doesn't give a shit about Ryan anymore, but I found it extremely cold to say, block them all. Maybe that's how she does business. And I was a little horrified by it. So she's like, Harris, would you do me a favor? Would you plan something and do something like a surprise with my money?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you tons of money. Sure. And I want you to go do something for me.
It's going to be very, very nice.
And I don't care. No cost is too much.
That's
just
fine.
Nothing over $200. That's your limit.
Whatever.
And just make sure there's booze.
Yeah, of course. Just whatever gets me over to the over the pond.
There.
Over the pond.
So
I don't know why I talk like that for Harris. Maybe
kind of there for it.
He kind of is like that. He is a little bit, he almost reminds me, but it's more serious, but he has this, we're still finding out, like, is DeVar from season 3 real or not? Because he's always kind of like car salesman-y.
Yeah.
And that's the way Harris is. Just like, hey.
Yeah. I wonder if that's...
It's hot in here. I'm turning on a fan.
Or you could turn your heat down. Never mind. So you guys, what basically happens, she wants to pay for that. And... she says, price doesn't matter. So basically, Stephanie, and I wrote down, he said, Stephanie's so good. I mean, Stephanie's money is so good. I mean, Stephanie is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, all of her is so good to me. And so, y'all, the next thing is he's, of course, helping the Dowager Countess down from something.
Hold on. I just want to say, sometimes he says, man, sometimes I really sit down and cry.
Yeah, he did say that.
It hurts me so bad.
Yeah.
It hurts me so bad that what they've done to her and that someone would fuck up getting that money. Fuck up loving her.
Thank you, Daniel Day-Lewis of Belize. yeah, he's a real, he's a fucking con. Anyone who thinks Harris is in this for Stephanie is... I have some swampland to sell you. Yeah.
Carl, think you can find love really quick in Belize if you get broken up with.
She would fall for Harris.
We should tell your sister Connie about that. You know, she got her heart broken. But that was in Utah.
Doesn't Connie normally... Connie's been known to prefer the company of women.
Carl, she still doesn't fix those cars, does she? Well, now we haven't talked about that. I'm not going to the AutoZone again, Carl. It makes me uncomfortable. uncomfortable.
All that masculine energy.
Yeah.
So he is, he's like, we're going to have a private meal. And so he's helping her, he's helping her up with her step. She's, and I think it's,
you said right here, lady.
I don't think it's a lot of, I don't think these are age related things. I think she's just so unsteady on her feet
because she's
on, she's so fucking like either like blasted on pills and booze.
Oh, yeah.
Like she can barely walk.
Yes. That's, and she sits down and he's like, you look really beautiful today.
Thank you, Harris.
I believe it coming from you.
And then he's like, I believe it come from you, who I've known for like 3 more days, but I've always known you to be a good guy.
Always Harris. Known you to be a good guy, and you had a nice cock.
Cock, really nice cock to pummel me. So then he says, and here's a big surprise. She goes, wait, is that my favorite wine? And I was like, oh, maybe this is like a really nice, like, white or you know, $200 $200 a bottle. Y'all, it's a wine called Sip, which we checked. It retails for, it's a Moscato. It retails for
$17.98. And not that I'm, not that
we're
I'm,
not wine snobs. I drank Franzia, for God's sakes.
I actually think a mid-level wine is usually a better wine sometimes than the
overpriced. You got my favorite wine.
But she acted about this the way my the way about my cousin Kelly acted the other day when I bought real ding dongs and had them at the house.
So then she says, "Yeah, give me a pour. Don't do a little bit. Give me a really good pour." Go ahead.
You know what? I feel like this would be better
in an episode of 90 Days Theater,
right?
Or Reality Gays Theater.
Y'all, there's so many Reality Gays Theater. We just, and this, so just buckle up. If you don't like Reality Gays Theater, today's the day you're going to unsubscribe.
Here we go. That was a little more urban take on it. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
So
hey baby, you look gorgeous tonight. I got your wine right here.
Oh, it's got my favorite wine. It's
called
Sip.
Nip. I mean, no, it's, I want to see your Sip. Nip. I mean, Sip.
Can you pour me some Sip, Harris?
Let's pour
me
a little
some
bit.
Sip.
Not
a little pour. I don't want to do that like sassy, like sissy little taste and pour. I don't want to be fancy. I want you to basically pour that all over my naked body. Oh, wait, I'm in public. Keep pouring it. Here we go. Here we go. And pour it in my glass, Harris.
Going. Google.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Keep going. Keep going. Oh, there you go. That's a nice pour.
There is none left for me, honey. Let me get another bottle.
Insert dialogue. There is a millimeter of space left in this wine glass. Harris has enough for a half glass. All right, here we go. Oh, this is why I like. I'm going to lap it up like my cat, Cuckoo. He loves, I'm going to lap it up like Cuckoo loves milk. I'm feeling it. It's kicking in now. It's mixing real good with my benzos.
Tell you what. I did not know you had a cat, lady.
Oh, you haven't told you about Cuckoo?
No, lady.
Okay, Daddy Harris, you're going to meet Cuckoo when we go to America. God. He's going to sleep in the bed with us. Now, we'll warn you Cuckoo really, how I say this, doesn't like me very much. But I hope he's going to like you. Sometimes he'll shit on the side of your bed.
Honey, every time that cat treats you bad, I will be right there. I will be right there. Just like when Ryan treated you bad, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Your Harris, you're so sweet. What do I even say to you?
I love you so much, and I want to be with your body forever. Sorry, let me swallow some of vomit. Yes, I will prove it. I love you, Stephanie. Be with me.
Wait, what?
That's good. Here, I need to drink some more of my Kim Crawford.
And see.
Y'all, this is the biggest pour I've ever seen on television.
Ever. Ever. And when he's talking, I screamed. When they did the subtitles, instead of saying, oh my God, and then they just turned and added the d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-
this episode of 90 Day Fiancé, the way they zoomed in on the wine glass, they're fucking, like, they deserve an Emmy. They're so good at this.
How could she be not blasted after that? After that one glass? And as soon as he did it, she's like, guess we need our bottle. And then she goes.
Yeah. She said, he just admitted that he loved me. And you know what? I'm going to live my life day to day.
I'm going to do it like so.
I'm going to live my life dick to dick. I mean, day to day.
I just need my friend, Marie the Psyche, to look into Harris's eyes and tell me what she sees.
And when she said that, I actually, for our visual, this is what I did.
I know.
I thanked the baby Jesus.
I'm flipping over a page because I had so much on her. I think that's it for the dinner. Should we take a commercial break about halfway through and then we will jump into our next segment?
Yes, we'll be right back, everybody. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So we go back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel.
And he's getting her appropriately sauced before giving her a bang.
Bringing her another glass of wine.
I mean, we're talking, she's probably had maybe the equivalent of 1.5 to 2 bottles of sip.
Sip.
Wait, is that my favorite wine?
Just the way she did it. Oh, my favorite.
Oh, here is that my favorite $17 bottle of Moscato?
I hope you got it at Sam's Club where it was $14.94.
Or at Aldi. Do you go to Aldi? Is there an Aldi in Belize? I hope so. It's so convenient, Harris.
Oh, goodness. So, is this at night? So, Stephanie says, this is an unbelievable connection I'm feeling with Harris. I trust Harris 100%.
I just need to know one thing. What my friend Maria, the psychic, sees in his eyes.
So they decide to FaceTime with Maria. Now, let's just say something. The camera angle, Maria's point of view is really sharp on her face, and you see her face. They're sitting on the bed, and it's so hard. Like, she can't look in his fucking eyes.
For those on the video, this is kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, and they're sitting on the bed, both wearing robes, holding one. Like, it's just looking like they're about to fornicate. Yeah.
Stephanie's eyes are already rolled back into her head at this point.
Yeah, exactly, at this point.
She can't even speak. She's lost consciousness.
And so they decide to have a reading. And basically, the reading...
I think this is much better. Sorry to call another audible. Much better done as another episode of Reality Gaze Theater.
Can I do the theme music this time?
Yes, I will gladly let you. It's just you did right.
It's psychic music.
Oh. Oh, I love the little bells. This is so stupid. I'll be playing the roles of Maria and Stephanie, and I'm going to let you play Harris.
Okay, great.
So, Harris, it's so lovely to see you and to meet you.
Yes.
This is Maria.
Yes, Maria.
I know we both enjoy our friend Stephanie.
I look at your eyes and I just see beauty and magic.
Yeah, the reading's not started yet. But okay. So turn it down a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And so, Maria. Wonderful. Sorry, I'm Maria. Harris. Harris.
Do we need to switch parts?
No, it's fine. Shut up. Harris, shut your fucking mouth.
Okay.
Harris, yes. I need to know from you.
Yes.
What could you do for our friend Stephanie? Yeah, Harris, what could you do for me?
I could
What are you going to do for me?
I could love you long time. I also
That's sweet.
I can be a bodyguard like Kevin Costner was for Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's great, Harris.
I'll take a bullet for you, and I also can live in America.
That's so great.
With her.
Me? Her. Yeah. Maria?
Someone.
You are pretty handsome yourself, Harris. Yeah,
thank you. I get my eyebrows threaded.
So, Maria, back to Stephanie. We don't have to, though. Yeah. I'm concerned that I'm getting a lot of readings of your baby mama. And not only because Stephanie has shown lots of pictures to me on social media, it's my psychic reading. So tell me about your baby mama. How are you? How is that? Yeah, I can see you're sweating a lot there, Harris.
It's this robe.
You
want me to take this off?
If you want to, okay. I'm fine with that.
Baby mama, baby who? Baby who,
So she's not, baby. So you're saying she's not in the picture?
No. What picture? She's not even in the monitor of my heart.
But you have three kids, and you've been there for 14 years.
The kids I love, and I would never leave them unless I went to America.
So if I talk to her, she's going to say, you're done?
She's going to say something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I call her now, I call her now, Harris? Can I call her right now?
She doesn't have a phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
The youngest kid broke it. Oh, kids.
Let me just look in your eyes really quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You know, Harris, I can see that you have a very pure heart. He has a pure heart. He has a very pure heart. Harris, Stephanie, I can just tell that
it's
maybe when Stephanie passes out, goes to bed later.
Maria,
you could give me a call. You want to do that?
Sure.
I love a little talk. I'd give you your own personal reading. Want to do that?
Cuckoo.
Would you like your own personal reading?
Yeah. Personal.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about by personal reading?
I'm sweating because I'm
getting hot in here.
Yeah.
I think so too.
What's happening?
I don't know. This is getting a little creepy. I just need to. Sorry, Stephanie, you're back up. I need to tell you though. This could be your white knight, Stevie. I knew it. I knew it was my white knight. I knew Harris was it.
But yeah. I just want to say, if I was white, she wouldn't date me.
Oh yeah, of course. It's not an issue. It's
pretty racist, but you know, I don't care, America.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
And scene. Y'all, this was another absurd scene where she had a psychic on a fucking selfie stick in here.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
And people brought this up. Caribbean cultures really mistrust psychics. So yeah. He was completely okay with it.
I have no problem.
Bring on the psychic.
I have no problem.
And in a strange twist of fate, Stephanie, I'm not ready to say I love you yet because you haven't been sober yet.
Yeah.
Since he's been there.
But can we go on a road trip and bang?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen tonight. Definitely going to happen the next episode.
Which could still be tonight. I kind of hope he doesn't have sex there tonight because she's real drunk.
She's really inebriated. Yeah. Shall we talk about... That's all I have about those two.
Oh, that's all we have.
Shall we talk about Tarzel, my little Tarzel? Oh, Tarzel. Yes. We've spent the whole season wondering... We've spent the whole season wondering if something's going to happen to you. And you've done nothing but milk cows, done a little dance, and made kishkas for the rest of your family.
Exactly.
I think you might be the most boring couple in the history of 90 Day Fiancé.
Exactly.
Y'all have spoken, and Tarzel, I don't know. Has there been a more boring couple? Has there?
You know what?
I mean, coronavirus did not help. But
there have been boring couples, but they had chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of... Like, especially some of the first 90 Day couples, they were even like
Alan and Carolyn had chemistry.
Even Alan and Carolyn were boring, but they had chemistry. Yeah. Like, but these two people are just using
lip balm video people.
Great.
Tell me how sexy this is.
It's not. It's not at all. So there's your answer.
I'll stop.
This is not what I want. y'all. What I also don't want is to see Tarzel go eat dinner at a place called Fat Tuna. But they are.
Indoors. And I know that Virginia is a lot more open than where we are. But I swear to God, this was like in like June or something. And I was going, or April.
I know.
So they're meeting his friend Angela, who's kind of been the highlight of the season for me. And their wedding is in 8 days.
8 days a week.
8 days a week. I want a girlfriend to fuck with. Y'all, and I'm glad you brought that up. She has, that is the only wish she has had since being in America, and it ain't happened yet. In the whole 90 days, they have not found a girlfriend they both agree on.
If she had a fairy godmother, she would say, Salica doola, mippity doola, bippity boppity. You want a box?
You want a little cunnilingus? Can I get you a little cunnilingus, girl?
Bam.
Cunning linguist.
Put them together, and what do you got?
Nothing, because they're boring.
So they're basically talking to
Angela. Yeah. Angela. And Angela's asking about the wedding.
And she's like, do you have your something borrowed? Your something blue? And Hazel's like,
cut to
no.
Hazel. No.
No blue. Y'all, Hazel looks so depressed.
I just want to say, I'm tentative on this because I don't want to, could be the edits. You know, it's interesting. Danielle just posted something on social media about how people have talked about her being slow or mentally whatever, and that's hurtful for her. And she talks She talks about the edit that she gets on the show and da 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 da. And so it is the edit on the show. So I don't know. That doesn't have anything really to do with Hazel so much as it's not like a mental thing, but with Hazel, I feel like she came from a really traumatic childhood, because someone who is that stifled,
yeah,
it's beyond shy. I mean, when Tariq opened the champagne bottle later on, and it almost like she's terrified to see it. Like it just,
I understand what you're saying. Right. I thought that she was just so shut down. She did come from poverty. Which is so maybe that, right? Yeah. I feel like, and the other thing is, yes, there's no chemistry between the two of them. Not at all.
No.
And I think the only chemistry that's there is she thinks that he's someone who cares for her. And she just wants to be, she wants a girlfriend. That's what we've.
I don't know if she thinks that he cares for her.
Really?
I think it's more, I think with all of this, with him wanting to bring in.
It's all transactional.
I think it's more transactional. Hmm. She kind of sees like, he's nice. He's nice and he's not mean to me. He doesn't treat me badly. Yeah. He doesn't
hit me. Marriage in other countries is very different than marriage, the concept of marriage that Americans think of.
Yeah.
You marry someone because you're sometimes in other places because your family says you have to. Or you marry someone because they're the only way out of a situation of poverty. Or you marry someone because your sister was their wife and the sister's just passed away, and it's just normal that the wife's sister, who if she's unmarried, marries the guy. That happens. So the normal chemistry dictates thing doesn't scrambles our brains for Americans, and that's why this couple, we think of them as boring because there's just not a lot there. There's not a lot of story to tell, unfortunately. I need to talk about Tariq's Thailand shirt that he's wearing as they're going to talk about Minty and his obsession with Thai women. Maybe don't say the quiet part out loud.
Well, he does. That's Tariq. He always says the quiet part out loud. Because they go, because she doesn't have all this. And finally, Angel's like, what's your plan after the wedding? Hazel, nothing. And she's like, all right, what? In the words of the Reba McEntire Life Out There video, what have you done? Remember when that kid spills the coffee on our report?
Yes. Is there life out there? Let me on. There's no beyond behind her family and her home. How do I know all the lyrics to this?
You're welcome.
Should she do what she do? Should she do what she dares? She don't want to leave.
She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there?
Because she's trying to leave her marriage, right?
Yeah, she's married to Huey Lewis. I don't know why you would want to leave that marriage, because y'all supposedly had a huge
Huey Lewis dick. Has a huge penis.
Huge penis. It is factual at this point.
It's factual. It's actual.
So Angela's like, what has he done? And so basically, Hazel's like, I told him no more chat with the other girl, and then he did it again. And I went, oh, okay, he talked to Minty again.
No,
okay,
this is a girl from Thailand who was a friend of his.
I know. I just want to say my mind jumped to, oh, okay, it was Minty again.
Me too.
Okay, Tariq, that wasn't great. Okay, and then she's like, it was another girl. I went, oh, okay, she's saying Minty again. And then she's like, no. And then Tariq goes on, I got this friend from the Philippines.
And we've been friends for a long time.
Long time. And she just texts me out of the blue. I mean, crazy. Just like, hey, can I see your dick? And I was like, whoa, sure.
And then Angela's like, yeah, Hazel, she's mad for a reason, Tariq. You're a dog. You shouldn't
you're
do
dog.
That. Yeah.
You're a dog. And
Hazel messaged the girl and said, and he's like, I was really embarrassed about that.
I loved the way she said, why do you call a lot?
Why do you call us a lot?
It's probably hard to fight with Hazel because she is never raises her. She's no. just ice.
I agree with you. I think something went wrong somewhere. I think it is. It may be that she's just. We never see her get angry. It could be just completely cultural. You know,
It just hit on me what it is. It's the range of emotional affect.
Oh yeah, it's like this big. It's like this big.
It is just like 2 points on a scale of 1 to 10, and that to me is concerning. Of not that I expect you to be like, oh god, I'm so sad, but there's also when joy happens, we don't really see her experience this joy, and that's just it's sad. It's just sad to me.
And I think about someone. I mean, just gauging on other Filipino women we've seen on the show. Think about someone like Rose. Rose came from a similar background with poverty. And Rose had a lot more, either she could be angry at Bigot, or think about Nikki of Nikki and Mark.
I think there's trauma.
There's something, she's very shut down.
It just hit me this episode. I know we're kind of like, oh, that's Hazel, but I just went, oh, my heart just broke for her. And here's the kicker. I don't know if Tariq gets it because he has the emotional intelligence,
you know,
of like an elephant.
He feels super, both him and his brother feel extremely sheltered about the world, even though definitely he's been a sex tourist for a while, but he feels extremely sheltered about what the world is. And I don't know. So we have 5 days until the wedding. And Tariq walks down in his blue suit, powder blue suit that he met Hazel in. And this seems like it's going to be a grand romantic gesture. And he's got rose petals. There's rose petals. The Night Day Fiancé is, of course, sponsored by rose petals.
Yes.
There's candles on the floor, which always makes me nervous.
And there's a shitty blanket. Y'all, this took 7.5 minutes to put together.
I agree. And I think she...
We're in Corona. I know that they can't go anywhere.
And I think she knew because she was dressed in it. She had a dress on. So I think she knew something was going to happen. She walks down and
I just want to say, we need to go back and say, Angela told Tariq, she said, you need to block that woman. Like, this is your wife.
It made sense. Yeah.
Take care of your fiance. It doesn't fucking matter who your friend is. She makes your fiance uncomfortable and you need to block that. And then she laid down and she said, she is uprooted and moved her whole life here for you.
Yeah.
And she said, basically, he's acting like an asshole.
I will say that in America, men, straight men, can have female friends, but it does happen. But man, there are so many times when the female friend becomes something else. A lot of people in other countries don't get this. And like Natalie didn't get it. A lot of people don't get American men having female friends. I'm sure there are countries that's fine for, especially when I was in Austria, there were straight men who had lots of female friends. But like certain countries, it's just not the rule.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So he needs to kind of think about where she's coming from.
Yes.
Although she is a very jealous person
The
idea of a polyamorous relationship with her sounds like a fucking nightmare. Because she'd always be checking up on things.
She would always be checking up on things.
So Hazel basically says, I wrote down, Hazel seemed bored through this entire conversation.
She did.
Then she kind of started to cry. But she said, before I trust you 100%, when we were in Philippines, and now I don't trust you as much. And he said, I'll just tell you this now. No one's ever going to come before you. Is that what you want to hear? And she's crying, and he said, can we start over? And that's why he re-proposes, which is a kind of a symbolic gesture, but is kind of the sweetest thing he can do at the time. I mean, it was something.
He can't go anywhere. And
COVID really, really fucked them over. I think if they could have been to some interesting places, we could have seen a little bit more.
Well, I think what we're seeing in this 90 Day Fiancé COVID made or break a lot of relationships mm-hmm. in the world. People got together quicker, or they got, or they separated faster as well.
Yeah.
And so I don't like, you know, none of us really are, yay, we're going to watch about COVID experiences, but I bet a lot of couples related to this that they've had this experience of, I know several people that I'm shocked that they broke up and they did.
Oh, you mean real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people like quarantined with people they'd been dating for like three or four months.
Some of those people are like full on, like, yeah, it worked out. They're getting engaged. Shit. And I'm like, yeah, whoa, okay.
I think it shows you all of the living with someone tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
About them. I think that's the show. That's the end of part one, y'all.
What happened? That was so quick.
No, it was like an hour.
You know, I just want to say, I guess time flies by for me when I'm having fun, but for you, it just draws on and on.
That's accurate. Yeah. With you. Yeah.
Y'all, and next episode, we're going to be talking about Mike and Nathalie. Nathalie. We're going to be talking about
Jovi and Yara.
We're going to be talking about Amira Andrew. And Andrew.
Amira.
And
we may have a visit from a certain friend of
Andrew's. We may or may not. Although Amira did message us and say she loves dildo swaggins.
Yo, she did. Amira said, "I love dildo swaggin." There was no plural. I enjoy dildo swaggin.
I think
Amira,
she enjoys.
We love you.
I think she enjoys dildo much more than Andrew.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
So y'all. We're going to jump into that. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to find out more about us. Again, you can come at us on, well, I'm on break from Cameo right now. It's a little much for me right now.
You can come at me. I'll handle the brunt.
A sissy just sent me a Civil War letter to me from Poodle Boudreaux Remington, and I have to say it was quite funny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they were expecting you to do one. I'm like, yeah, good luck. You couldn't pull that off. First of all, you don't have the wig. The wig is at least 80% of it.
90. 90. I don't have that wig. Y'all, you can also find us on Instagram and Twitter. Again, let us know at Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram and Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter. Let us know, who do you think should be on Happily
Who do
Ever
you
After?
Think should be on
Tag us. Hey. Tweet us and tag us and tag 90 Day Fiancé. Let those hoes know that you're out there.
Not that they've ever listened to what anyone ever wanted.
Oh, I don't care. It's not like I want them to know us. I give two shits about that.
No, I'm saying of what any of the fans ever wanted.
Yeah, not that they ever listened.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, be sure, speaking of fans, if you're a sissy, that's what we call our beloved listeners. If you're a sissy and you want to jump into our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, we have fun in there. We've gotten just recently, the last week, we've gotten so many messages of people talking about how on like health journeys, of how they listen to us every time they run. They sent us a message to us and Cray Cray as well.
Yeah.
And we've gotten messages about people dealing with sickness and death.
Grief.
But it's also at the same time, like, joy, like their kids. So it's just a great space.
And funny memes and anything that you think is fun or it doesn't have to be show related.
So we really try to have fun in there. We are going to take a break one day in March because we believe just people need to take a break from the internet.
Sissy's news. Y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
This is the last week that I'll be living close to this area.
Wait, when are you moving?
I'll move a lot of my stuff the 20th. Probably on Saturday.
So you started packing?
Mm-hmm.
What have you packed?
My house is a fucking mess.
What have you packed?
What do you mean, what have I packed?
What have you actually packed?
Books.
That's a lot for him.
Y'all, moving stresses me the fuck out.
I'm so...
Six boxes of books.
I was annoyed I wasn't there to help you organize. But actually, I want to be there to help you organize after you moved all the stuff. Because I remember being your roommate. The stress you had packing your books was unlike few things I've ever seen.
It's intense because I decide if I need it, I have to hold it. I have to like finger it and look at the book. And
every time he holds the book, every book is like this emotional journey of a flashback for him.
Stop!
And then he's talking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Or this was given to me by someone. Or
you need a fucking, what's her name? Does this give you joy?
I know all of them do. I need all of them.
Great. All right, y'all. Poodle's going to get back to her books. We're going to take a break, and we'll see you tomorrow for 90 Day Fiancé Part 2. We call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong...
Your favorite line is Sip Moscato. If you love a good sip Moscato retails for $17 at Aldi.
I love a sip. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.